The Mississippi fire continues to grow in the interior. Managers of the wildfire west of Delta Junction report an 11,000 gain yesterday, swelling the burn area to more than 52,000 acres total. The fire is about a mile and a half from the Tanana River, and Information Officer Pete Buist says firefighters primarily focus on protecting private property in neighborhoods and on homesteads south of the river.
Along the Richardson Clearwater, at Whitestone Farms, and at a development called South Bank. Also doing some patrol work and assessment work and a little bit of plumbing with hose and sprinklers and that sort of thing on the north side of the Tanana, because if we got another real stiff wind out of the south, that fire has the potential to spot across the Tanana.
223 people are assigned to the Mississippi fire. The Caribou Creek fire, which started Sunday east of Fairbanks near the Salcha River, slowed somewhat yesterday after initially showing rapid growth. Information Officer Jim Schwarber says crews are working to protect cabins and mining sites and cautioned the public not to fly into the area.
There is a temporary flight restriction around that fire area, and that it is not safe or legal for private pilots to fly into that area. There's been a lot of interest for folks to go in, and we wanted to emphasize that we do have plenty of firefighters that are up there specifically to protect those cabins, and there's no need for folks to go up there.
56 firefighters are working the Caribou Creek fire, and Schwarber says an additional crew is being brought up from Tok to help out. The fire is listed at 1,100 acres.